Welcome back to the Me&E Podcast, Episode 2. This week's episode features an interview with Leslie Sherman, her TALIA class of 1997, and students Alexa Amu and Leora Maman. We hope you enjoy.
Okay, so I'm Alexa.
I'm Leora.
And today we're just going to ask you a bit about your Jewish identity, a bit about your life, and your professional life versus your Jewish life. So I'm going to start, and then Leora will continue, and then we'll see you from there.
Okay, great.
Okay, so tell me a bit about your upbringing and where were you born and raised?
So I was born here in Montreal, Quebec, and I've always attended Jewish schools. I started off actually at Talmud Torah, then I went to Salman Schechter because Talmud Torah had closed one of the branches, and then I went on to Herzliya. And I've actually started off as a teacher. And I've taught at many Jewish day schools, and I've actually run a Jewish daycare before also. And now I have two young kids, and they're also at Jewish schools right now.
Yeah, that's very cool. What kind of Jewish home did you grow up in?
So I grew up in a very traditional home. So every Friday night, we would do Shabbat, we'd light the candles, we'd have Shabbat dinner. It was the one night we actually weren't allowed to go out. It was just doing a Shabbat dinner, spending time with our family. We did all the holidays growing up, Passover, Rosh Hashanah, all those holidays. We were never religious, though. I have to say, my family is actually extremely religious. They're actually Hasids. They're the ones with the black hats that you see walking around. So we're kind of the black sheep of the family. We didn't continue that way. But we're very traditional, and I still love to do those traditions in my house now with my kids.
What do you do professionally?
So I am known as Lala Leslie. So basically, I am a children's entertainer. So basically, what I do is a lot of music classes. I go into schools. I go into homes. I do birthday parties. It's not your typical music class, though. Because I was a preschool teacher, I took my background of preschool, and I have to say I have a background in theater, and I incorporated that into my classes. So it's a lot of visuals for kids. It's puppets, it's costumes. Every song has something engaging for the little kids, because I started to see when I went to music classes with my little ones, they lost interest really quickly. So I wanted to do something a little bit more creative and out of the box. And so I took my background of theater and music and education, and I kind of pushed it all together, and I created Lala Leslie Entertainment.
Wow. Nora,
do you practice Judaism the same way that you were raised? Why or why not?
No. So I married somebody who really didn't know anything about religion. He is Jewish, but didn't practice at all. I was actually the first Jewish girl he's ever dated. So this was all new to him. So he doesn't really have the background, so it was hard for him. So he really does like the traditions. But growing up, going back to your question, growing up, I had two sets of dishes at home. We only had kosher meat in our house. Unfortunately, we don't have that here in our house now. But we definitely have the traditions, but I wouldn't say we're as religious as we were growing up. No.
Okay.
Yeah. What makes you feel, or when do you feel most Jewish?
So honestly, it's when I go to Israel. I'm going to be honest, that's where I go. So it's so ironic, but every time I go to Israel, that's where I keep Shabbat, actually. That's where I feel it. A lot of my family's in Israel. So when I've gone back to visit, I don't know, there's something about Israel. I mean, I don't know if you guys have been, but if you go, that's actually where I met Alexa's aunt. She's one of my closest friends. I actually met her on grade 9 Israel trip. So it's a long time ago. But there's just a feeling when I'm in Israel, that's where I really feel the spirituality of it. That's where it kind of come back for me.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people could relate to that as well.
Yeah, there's something about Israel. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hopefully one day I'd like to go back there, like as a whole family to go back. I think my kids are still a little young to appreciate it. But I'd like to go back as a family. And I think that's hopefully a trip that we can do. I think that's where also maybe my husband will feel it a little bit more too when he goes there.
Absolutely. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself religious? If not, what do you consider yourself and why?
So religious, not at all. But very traditional. Very, very proud to be Jewish. Again, the holidays are very important for me. That's why, though I'm being very honest, I send my kids to a Jewish day school because I don't practice it enough at home and we're not a religious home. I want to make sure that they get that identity. They're super excited for Passover. They're coming home. They're singing Dayenu a million times, but they're very excited for Passover. They're getting that not really from home. They're getting that from school. And because we're not giving it to them really at home, the religious aspect, I want to make sure they get it. So no, not religious at all, but very traditional.
Many people believe that Jewish people are smarter or more successful. Do you agree with this statement?
No, not at all. But that being said, I have to tell you, graduating from Herzliya and other friends that went to Jewish schools, we saw a very big difference when we went to CJEP. It was easy. CJEP was easy. Jewish high schools are tough. The amount of homework is difficult. The amount of just studying is difficult. It's a crazy workload. The bar is very high. And I have to tell you, almost everybody that came out of Herzliya were extremely, extremely successful. I shouldn't just say Herzliya. I'm going to say Bialik. I'm going to say all of these Jewish high schools because the bar is very hard. And it's a lot. And it's not, it's tough. So my feeling is if you can get through the Jewish high schools, you probably will be very successful because you have a really good studying and focus already in place, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your Judaism factored into your success? And if it did, how so?
It factored into some success because I do a lot of Jewish shows. Like, for example, I have a concert on Monday. It's a Passover concert. So all my songs are only Passover, all my props, I'm dressing up as Moses, I'm dressing up as Batya, like every song, again, it's visuals. And so I'm getting a lot of people that might not necessarily come to my show, but if they're religious or they want to see a Passover, or it's not even religious, if they send their kids to a non-Jewish school, they want their kids to see the Passover story. Hey, let's go to Lella Leslie. I also do a Shabbat class every Friday. So a lot of parents come to bring their children to a Shabbat class because if their kids are not going to school, a Jewish daycare, or they're not teaching it at home, they're getting the Jewish songs from me.
Okay. That's very amazing. I think that's
cool. Oh, thanks.
For them to like learn if they don't get like to go to like a Jewish school.
So that's what I've heard a lot of times. So like even on professional days sometimes, where like the public schools don't have class, they'll come to my holiday show or my Shabbat show because they'll say, my kid doesn't learn about Shabbat or holidays in this school. So this is a great way for you to teach it to them.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I didn't go to a Jewish school. I went to a public school and my parents would register me for like Hebrew school just to have extra stuff because we didn't really have that when I was there.
Yeah, so that's how I'd like to think. That's a kind of a way that I incorporate it. Mm-hmm.
What is one Jewish practice or tradition which you really connect to?
I really like the Shabbat. So my daughter will light the Shabbat candles with me every Friday. She's 7 and she does it with me. And my son, who is 6, will hold the Kiddush cup. And they also know Friday nights, we don't go out. We will watch TV, but we do this as a family. So they know Friday nights is, okay, Charlotte, come out of your room talking to your friends. And yes, at 7 years old, they're already talking to their friends on FaceTime. Or my son, you know, with his Pokemon, out of your room and come hang out with mommy and daddy. And it's just a time for me and my husband to get off our phones and just really know Friday night is a time for family. So that's like a kind of tradition because I had that growing up, that it was, you can't go out Friday nights with your friends. Friday night, you have to stay home and just hang out. And I know as you get older, it's not as fun, but they still like us now at this age. So we're still good.
I like that it's like a time to like relax and like forget about like the week of like work and everything.
Yes, that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Bond, it's bonding time because, you know, every day it's so hard, even at this age. Like, I bring them home from school and it's rush, do your homework, take a bath, have supper, and it's rush, rush, rush. And Friday night is just a night to say we're all hanging out together.
Yeah, like we just forget about all our worries. It's just like,
yeah,
a big relief. How would you say, in what ways does your Judaism impact your life?
Oof. In what ways? Honestly, it gives me an identity. It's something that I have to tell you, my niece and nephew did not go to Jewish schools, and I feel sometimes they can't connect to the religion. So I love the fact that Judaism has given me an identity. I'm a very proud Jewish woman. And that's what I'm trying to give my kids. What I do teach my kids is with every religion, it doesn't matter if you're a good, you know, you're not a good Jew or a good Buddhist or a good Muslim because you practice them. It's if you're a good person. And that's what I preach to my kids. I don't believe you're a good person because you're religious. I believe you're a good person because you're just a good person.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to teach my kids. And, you know, sometimes they'll hear at school, Mommy, somebody told me I'm not a good Jewish girl because I don't keep Shabbat. And I try to explain that's not true. You might not be as religious as your friend, but as long as you're kind, that's what makes you a good Jewish person.
I agree with that. When I was in elementary, like I feel like I had that type of problem too, where like everyone was talking about like the holidays and stuff. I was like, I don't really know like what that is because we didn't really have that opportunity to learn about that extra stuff. So I thought I always knew less than everyone else. But when I started here at a Jewish high school, I feel like I catched up to like,
yeah,
understood everything else. And it's been a lot better. Like, I feel like I have an amazing connection.
That's great. That's amazing.
Has Judaism or an anti-Semitism ever affected you? And how did this affect your relationship with Judaism?
So actually, many years ago, it was Yom HaAtzmaut, and I went into a second cup on Crescent with my Israeli flag, and they asked me, it wasn't even a big flag, it was a small flag, they asked me to put it away, and I said, why? And they told me either put it away or to leave. I was not welcome there. And I said, sure, I'll leave, and I'll make sure everybody knows what happened. And I actually wrote on Facebook, and it was circulated very quickly, and the news came to interview me, and they asked if I would ever go into another second cup again. And I said, no, I said I wouldn't. Second cup actually did apologize. The head of second cup apologized for this incident. But so yes, I've had that. I also had a March the Living when I went, there were rocks thrown at me, during March the Living for being Jewish. All it's done is it's made it stronger for me, you know, because being from a family of Holocaust survivors, you know, hearing all the stories, you know, over the many years from my grandparents, it still exists today. It still is here today. We see it. We saw it last week. I don't know if you guys heard about the synagogue that was, you know, with graffiti. We're still seeing it. So for me, it just makes me want to stand up to it and, you know, tell, and I explain to my kids, you know, very carefully because they're still really young, but I explain to them that sometimes, you know, people don't like Jewish people or sometimes people don't like a certain color of your skin, and we got to just remember to be proud of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's like very important, and we need like more people out there that like aren't too afraid to like stand up for themselves, yes, to support 100%. Their religion and not be scared to fight against people who don't find that religion to be a good thing. Like, we all believe in our own things, but I think it's important that people just like not get involved with what other people want to believe in. Like,
yeah, 100%. We all have to be respect what everybody else is practicing and just be kind about it.
We just wanted to say thank you for
your— oh my goodness, guys, thank you. I'm very honored, and I was very touched. And when Aaron told me about this, I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So I thank you, girls. And I wish you guys both a very happy Passover.
You too. Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. And send my love to your family.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Look out for next week's episode where we hear from students interviewing other students. Until next week.